Indeed, I will forever remember Gordon Morrow as I sing the words of this song in the future of my life. It was he that taught me this very song as we moved here some 4 years ago, and I have grown to appreciate the song even as Gordon did. During this time of reflection, we ought to consider the fact that life is no small matter. Death is a reality. Seeing that this is the case, the New Testament writers in James chapter 4 and verse 14 declared, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." We ought to understand that this life of ours, God never intended for it to be an eternal life here upon this earth. There were some days in the ancient times when men lived for 1,000 years. But now, of course, we understand that God has limited our days and the number of our days here upon this earth, and we ought to consider that it is temporary. This being the case, we ought to have the same mentality that the psalmist did in Psalm 90 and verse 12, having understood that men would only dwell upon this earth for a short amount of time. So then teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. This was the concept of the psalmist, and this no doubt should continue to be the concept of ourselves, as no doubt it was for Gordon. God has left us His Word. He has left us to understand His will. And in the ancient times, we can also recall the statements that were made by men, men of faith, men of devotion and loyalty, like Moses. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 19 and 20, where there he set before the Israelite peoples life and death, blessings and cursings. But he exhorted them, "Choose life, that it might be well with thee." Knowing that life is brief, we have two passages that we could walk. We could either walk the course of the world, which would only lead to ruin and destruction, or we could follow the example of Gordon and walk in the path of righteousness, which shall ultimately lead to eternal life. When we have this mindset and we live here upon this earth and we continually do the will of God, we walk the will of God, we talk the will of God, we think upon God's will, and everything that we do, we have God first in our sight, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written in the book of Psalms 116 and verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Only when we have this kind of life will this become a reality. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. And as we contemplate men like Gordon and the life that he led, the family that he reared, no doubt the impact that he has had upon his grandchildren and family members altogether, we realize that perhaps this particular passage can be said of him: precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. But let us take note here, the concept of being precious in the sight of God. In the Scriptures, the word precious is used in various places with regard to physical things here upon this earth. On several occasions in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, you have the idea of precious stones or precious jewels, precious silver and gold, precious ointment. Well, just consider how men hold these things in high esteem, greatly valued, will bring great benefit and advantage to the one who possesses such blessings. Well, now take that idea and that concept and bring it now in the eyes of God, the death of a saint. The death of a saint is precious. It is highly valued. It is greatly esteemed in God's sight. Now, do we understand the profound message of this idea? What this declares to us is that God, in all of the activities that He is involved in, pauses for a moment and He considers the life and the death of His faithful child. We all our lifetime are looking forward to be pleasing to our God. We continually stress this in the worship service, in our daily life. Let us faithfully keep the commandments of God. But as we consider here, God is looking down upon us. If you turn just several Psalms back to the book of Psalm 14, we know that God is looking down from heaven and He is wanting to find individuals that will do His will, that will keep His commands. And this is not only true of these days when this was written, but also of our day and time. In Psalm 14 and verse 2, the Bible reads, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." This is still His mentality. This is still what He is waiting and watching for. And when one of His saints, a faithful servant of His, passes from this life, it is held, even as men hold, silver and gold and precious stones and precious ointments in the eyes of God. Because of this, we ought to rejoice. We know that because our loved one has departed from us and no longer shall we have His presence, no longer shall we hear His voice, no longer shall we dwell as we hug and embrace Him. Know that God has given mankind the hope of eternal life, that Gordon had the opportunity, and being faithful to God, God will reward such a one. For this we are thankful and we rejoice. But what made Gordon precious as a saint in the sight of God? You will know as well as I do that he was a man of strong devoted to the Lord, of strong faith. He was one that had the church in his mind constantly. I have only known him for a short time in my life. Many of you all may have known him for many more years, but he was truly one that demonstrated a care and a concern for the congregation that he shepherded. He was one that demonstrated a care and concern for the brotherhood worldwide. This was on his mind. And almost constantly, we never conversed about anything else except to converse about the matters of the church, both locally and abroad. Now, this type of man, following the scriptures of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17, to love the brotherhood, this type of man, no doubt, is going to be precious in the sight of God. These are the very people that God is looking for as He is gathering up His family, His kingdom, to be with Him for an eternity. Men that will remain devoted to Him, regardless of how the winds of change might blow, regardless of how the pressures of life and the criticisms of men might come, he will stand strong in the eyes of God. He was one that no doubt loved his wife. He was one that no doubt loved his family. And I can remember from time to time he would make mention of his grandchildren, of how honorable he felt for having children and grandchildren of that stature and of that nature. You ought to remember your grandfather. You ought to remember your father. He was a good man. And as you consider your life and how you are trying to lead about your life here on this earth, take note of the things that he had done, take note of the strong devotion that he practiced, and continue therein. May his legacy continue through you as you also seek to rear your children in the same concepts that he may have reared you. And finally, as we come to an end, we turn to passages like Numbers chapter 23 and verse 10, which perhaps concisely sums up the mentality that Gordon lived with. In Psalm 23 and verse 10, the words of Balaam were thus, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." This was Gordon's mentality. He was going to stand, and he was going to die, no doubt, keeping the will of God. May we follow in these examples.